It's a Saturday morning at a White Spot restaurant in Chilliwack. There are about 50 people here. They're all crammed into one side of the place. Most are wearing hockey jerseys and ball caps. These folks are learning about rally car driving. They are what you might expect to see at an event like this. Mostly young, excited, and desperately seeking that taste of thrill and adventure. They're here for a time-speed distance rally put on by the West Coast Rally Association. Ken Kwong got the bug years ago. Now he's running the event.
Rallying actually is one of our members, who's now a multinational champion, he gave the best definition. He said rallying is like taking your favorite stretch of road that you like to cruise on and being allowed to drive as fast as you can on it.
Here's how it works. A time-speed distance event allows drivers to test their skills maneuvering their car through a road course. Meanwhile, their navigator monitors the speed and route directions, as well as ensuring the car gets to specific checkpoints at the correct time. If they arrive too early or too late, they're penalized. The course is timed so a driver should never go more than 10% below the posted speed limit. Although, if a driver is behind at a certain point, they will try to catch up to where they should be on the course. Outside the restaurant, the cars are parked, ready to go. Some look like they've been ready for weeks. Most have numbers stuck on the side. Some already have mud on them. But these aren't your typical souped-up speed demon cars. There are a lot of Hondas, Subarus, Civics, and even an Audi. And about this time, you might think most of these people are what you might call motorheads. Guys who work on their own cars and talk about things like the size of their engines and the cylinders being reboard and oversized piston rings. This isn't some sort of rite of passage for young men. There are career people here as well, including a banker and an accountant. And it's not all men. Leslie Fleming is the driver for one team.
I'm doing this because a friend called me at work yesterday and it sounded like a fun idea.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
Never in my life.
Just tell me about your car.
My car is an accountant's car. It's a 2000 Honda Civic, and it's the most boring car on the road.
So, like, in doing this, do you have any sort of desire for speed and challenge? Is that why you're doing this?
Definitely speed. The adrenaline rush, I love it. I love racing. I race sailboats or racing cars. I don't know, seems somewhat similar. The fear factor is a little bit higher. There's not a lot of fear with sailing sailboats, but for some reason there's a fear with racing cars. So it's a little bit more of a challenge, I think, than sailing sailboats.
And when you think about it, being a banker or an accountant and driving cars, it's perfect. They're both careful professions, filled with detail, math, and precision. Paula Behrman is her navigator. She's a financial advisor.
The opportunity to have some fun and be in a competitive environment, but also a safe, relatively safe environment. One of the rules of rally car is that you should drive no more than 10% below the posted speed limit. So there's definitely a safety component to it, but it also gets to bring in the mathematical skills of planning and organizing where you need to be, when you need to be there.
On the muddy, twisty race course, mud flies in the air as a silver Audi TT slides into a hairpin turn on a forestry road in the mountains. Andrew Tilston and his navigator Craig Calvert hope to take their car into pro events in the future. As a navigator, Craig spends a lot of time with his head down reading out instructions to the driver and doing calculations on how they're doing on the course.
That's six.
And you know, it's a hard job being a navigator. You've got two very important tasks. First, making sure you don't lose your way. And second, making sure you don't lose your lunch.
You know, I went in and got some gravel type medication and those little wristbands that people swear by, so I'll try that out, see how it goes. But you know, hopefully I won't be doing the old technical yawn today.
Even as Craig and Andrew's car gets lost inside the banker's car, it's calm, more like a business meeting.
We're good.
At the end of the day and four different courses later, ralliers gathered to find out how they did. Remember those guys who want to turn pro? Well, in a field of 27 cars, they ended up in 12th position. while the financial wizards, Leslie and Paula, placed ninth overall. And it's likely these two have caught the bug, and they'll look for ways to participate in more rally events.
We got to put together the driving skills, the math, and sort of a spatial perception in a way, because you had to read the route book to guess what was literally around the next corner, or what kind of corner you were actually going to be taking.
Really, there's little surprise that more people are interested in this type of event. With road rage and street racing, people are looking for events to test themselves and their cars in a safe way. But ralliers say street racers are having a negative impact on the regulated sport. Kwong says the kids street racing have a responsibility to try and find positive ways to test themselves.
The type of people that enter organized events are very responsible. They know the repercussions of racing in the streets in an uncontrolled environment. And plus, a lot of the clubs have set up rules and regulations for their members where they say if you get a ticket or if you even get a warning or a traffic infraction, you're kicked out of the club. You're not allowed to compete in an event. So it's quite strict. We do make sure our members are responsible.
For BC Almanac, I'm Patrick Fowler in Chilliwack.